Everyone's in a state of flux. You got your shit together?
Yep.
And I believe not. You fucking idiot. Paragon. Sound test. Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops for another week. Round 23 wrap-up. A little bit around 23 wrap-up. What was the week in rugby league heading into round 24? Today we're going to talk about NRL or Bush League. Ricky Gaddafi. The Warriors in affirmative action. Double headers. Burgess. Peptide Charlie and Ukrainian origin. Do you reckon that'd be a good fucking song? Song to make love. Sorry, a love song. Making love to.
I'd be fist pumping still.
Maybe in Eastern Europe.
Then snoring. That's where I'm at. Hello, welcome Ray Carney.
Welcome.
Ray Carney's love tunes. I'd love to hear your love tunes, mate. What you put on when the candle goes on.
Music and, I don't know, music and sex, it's not right.
Gets in the way of...
It's not right.
Gets in the way of... A lot of people do it, though, apparently.
Do they?
Oh, well, according to the TV I watch.
Yeah, we'll talk off air about... I had a very weird thing happen to me this week.
Okay, well, one of the days. Let's hear it, go.
One of the days I had a really bad gut, which isn't weird. That's a normal day. We're just aching, mate. Just like, you know, running to the toilet constantly. Anyway, went to work and we had like a training seminar thing where all my colleagues sitting in one big room. We had a guest speaker.
Look at him, the training seminar. Yeah.
But this is going to be good. he's prefaced it.
And,
Prefaced it.
And then the guest speakers, you know, came up and said, look, I'm going to be talking about a lot of touchy subjects today. So, you know, a lot of abuse and sexual and incest and all, you know, all that stuff. If you feel...
Hey, sir, could you stop wanking up the back? Is that what
and said? They said, if you feel at any time, you know, it's too much, just get up and leave. Mm. You know, don't say anything, just get up and leave.
Oh, brilliant.
And then,
fuck, we need that at our work.
He started talking, and lo and behold, my gut just starts aching, and I need to go to the toilet. But I couldn't. If I stand up, then everyone's going to think, you know, my dad touched me or something when I was a kid. And I was just.
I'd take it to get out of a meeting.
Oh, well, it was just absolute pain, and I was just waiting and waiting and waiting. Anyway. I got up and said, no, Daddy, and shut myself and ran out. No, I didn't do that, but I made it all the way through. A bit of a hiss. Can you hear the hiss?
No, that's me my stomach. Hissing at you for not fucking
but it was,
taking the opportunity. You got given it out and you didn't use
you
it.
You can't do that. And then the rest of your life at work, people are going to go look at you and go, his dad did something to him.
Yeah, and then you go to your boss and go, I got to leave early today, and you know why. And
boom, oh, give him a wink.
Yeah, give him... They know why.
Set it up.
Paragon, what's happening in your world?
So that's another missed opportunity you had this week, Carney.
You look very clean shaven today.
Do I? Haven't shaved.
No. Have you hit puberty yet?
What, can you say that again? See if your balls have dropped.
Puberty.
Say it again. Have you hit puberty again?
Look. You have facial hair.
I'm not.
He's got facial hair.
A little bit.
Look. Fuck, look like what I'm a, sitting like a, with. I'm like, sitting with two fucking magic carpets on their faces. Like, just look like a shut
little,
up.
Little Romanian girl.
If you didn't have me, if you didn't have me for some social credibility in this country, where would you be?
Please.
Where would you be?
You're a cultural, cultural touchstone.
Touchstone. I'm a touchstone. I was just talking to Mrs. Floyd, who told me the Bulldogs can still make the eight.
Mm. Oh, God. But the mathematics involved in that.
She told me the Dogs can still make the eight.
That's Oppenheimer level shit.
My brain was hurting. But There is still a possibility, though. So you never know.
That's fucking weird, though. Yeah, but it's a million and one shot.
Million and one. How's your week been, Mr. Floyd?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. I mean, yeah, I know what you're hedging up to.
Right.
What?
Sal's sad about it.
No, well, I was asking about you, not about Sal.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Well, you got to be.
That's good.
Got very good seats in McCartney today, so that's good.
That
was a little bit of a freshener.
Linda McCartney.
Well, that's how I've been playing.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
So, like the rival there.
But, wait, is that an offline segment?
Yeah. I wish my cock could hiss.
Yeah.
Are you still hearing? Is it?
Yeah, it must be just my one. It's all right if you guys can't hear
it. If we had a Patreon account, that could be on it.
Yeah.
As a hidden extra.
Yeah.
I wish my cock could hiss. And I said, I wish mine could whistle, and you said you wish yours could go around corners.
Whistle? Why whistle? So you just...
I don't know. Yeah, the footy, fucking something there. Yeah.
I prefer more of a hiss. I want mine to be angry, like a fucking troll-like figure, just hissing people every time it gets close to me.
I'd say yours is a troll-like figure without any noise or sound effects.
All right, balls out of flop. I'm going to go big fucking flop straight up.
Here we go. With a whistle.
Come on.
My cock is whistling. Latrell Mitchell.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Big fucking cocky flop.
I've been waiting for this.
Why do you have to be so, like,
reactive?
No. I agree with you. Why does this guy need to be babied so much?
That's one thing, right? He's got a fucking ego.
That's the problem.
Of a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
And yet he's basically Tiny Tim.
What has he done this year? He's been out for nearly half the season.
Yeah.
And that was last year as well.
Yeah. Didn't play Origin.
And then Gus came out and said he's not a big-time player, and everyone was like, ooh, no.
And they had all ads of that, a big promo about him, Latrell. And I fuck off with that shit. The cunt needs to put up.
And then
he's the reason we don't have Reynolds.
And then they changed the whole narrative around him. Oh, you know, he's a player that doesn't touch the ball that often, so he's not that type of fullback where he gets involved. Fullbacks get involved.
The modern fullback is constantly involved.
Yeah. I just think he's been a flop since he's been to Souths, and I really think he's lazy and egotistical and probably toxic to the culture.
Toxic. Well,
Gus doubled down this week. I did hear Gus talking about it again. He said, you know, he just touches the ball when he feels like it and plays good against bad teams.
Yep, I agree with all that too.
You know, I think he was basically inferring he's lazy and he's not fit, because you're saying he just touches, he knows how to pace himself.
He paced himself out of three months.
You're not getting your money worth, because you know he's a match winner. He's a comp winner.
Yeah.
He should be involved all the time. He should be making runs, especially attacking. Mm. But anyway, that's not the way they use him.
Would he be better in the centres?
I think he's been a flop. Yeah, I'd chuck him in the centres, make him fucking work.
Or does he actually need a little bit of time to get back into it, because it's only his second game?
Well, this week he'll fucking have an absolute blow.
Yeah, that's
me wrong.
But mate, they pace this bloke like a champion racehorse.
Yeah.
They give him, like last year he went to America.
Mm. Yeah.
This year, you know, he probably could have played in Origin but chose not to.
Yeah.
They spell him, they bring him back. Two years in a row, this magic run's meant to occur when Latrell comes back. It's not really generally how football works and how teams win competitions. We'll just bring this bloke in. He's the special sauce of 5 weeks left. It's not...
Well, since round 11, Souths have won three games. We're up to round 24.
You have since round 11, you have the Souths have the worst record in the NRL except for the West Tigers.
Yeah, except for the Tigers.
Wow.
I know. And that shouldn't happen.
That's crazy. Round 11, you're on top of the table.
We've got seven Origin players. So something's happened. Look, I think maybe Demetrio's not a good coach too.
You go too far with your fucking reaction, mate.
No, but why not?
Yeah, I know.
It's a results fucking driven business.
But you had it. You had it this year. You know it's there. That's the problem. They know it's there, and they think they can just tap into it whenever they want. So this is a bit of a wake-up call.
Look at the difference between the Panthers and the Storm, the Broncos.
They were smashing teams at the start.
They're a four. They're a top four team. They're not a top two team. Even when they were peaking.
I would debate whether we're a top four team at the moment.
This year, yeah. But the last couple of years. Like, that's the ceiling. You can't break that ceiling, right?
Yeah.
Like, you since round 11, you've had the same number of wins as Saints, Bulldogs and Titans.
Mm.
It's gone under the radar a bit how badly they've been going.
Yeah. So we've got Dragons this week. Then we've got Knights. Yep. Then we've got Roosters. And then Roosters.
That's a pretty hard draw.
Yeah.
It's a hard draw. Every game's hard now. No matter who you play, it's going to be hard. So, I don't know.
But I reckon,
that Knights game's going to be amazing.
We had a shit game against the Sharks, I reckon, because Sammy probably told them he's leaving in the dressing room before they ran out. Because they all ran out with their heads down. Almost, Colin Matangi was almost in tears when he was out there.
Sharks played well.
Yeah, they're
right. Okay. I think you guys wrote Sharks off last week, especially Morton. That's your special team.
I wrote them off.
That was your special team, mate.
Yep.
Well, that's my flop.
That's your flop?
Yeah.
But were Sharks good or were Souths just terrible?
Souths didn't come out the gates.
Yeah.
Fucking Munro drops in the clear, drops the fucking ball, just drops it completely out of his hands, no one near him for a certain try. I mean, there was a disallowed try against Campbell Graham that was a fucking try for sure. Talis Duncan makes a break, no one following him. Where's Ilias? Where's fucking Latrell? You know, your halfback and fullback should be following him. He's got poor old Cam Murray. He's made 700 tackles.
Yep.
Shambles.
You gave us a cookie as well today. Put him on the list. Go on.
Yeah,
give him a quick serve.
Mate, he's old. He's old man cookie.
A lot of miles on him.
Yeah.
A lot of miles.
He's
bad
good
coaching
defender.
Over the last, including Wayne Bennett. They just played him and played him. A lot of miles on cookie.
Yeah, I don't think we got the right. When you look at teams like the Panthers, Broncos.
Your forwards. Totola's out. Now you got Burgess out. You're in trouble. That's what's going to let you down.
I know.
That's what's going to let you down. And Havili can only do so much, mate. So,
well, he can do a lot, mate, on those Mecca Kong shoulders.
Havili.
Hey.
Let's go to Sammy Burgess. What do you make of that?
I think it's good. I really think it's good. And
he needs to be in our game, so get him back quickly.
Yeah, I think a couple of years over in Warrington, maybe three. Hopefully he wins a comp or two.
Mate, then, if he wins a comp, then he's
ready.
Then
he comes back and take Souths.
Can you imagine?
Jimmy wants him down at
Raiders. Yes,
well,
I do too, but it's not going to happen.
If he has any success over there, NRL teams are going to be absolutely gagging for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They already are.
The man has gravitas.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
He's got, he's a monument of the game.
And he's just learning. He learnt off Bennett. He played under Bennett. Mm. He learnt off him. I'll never forget when COVID hit, Bennett and him sitting behind the goalpost, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, just, it's just, he's learnt so much. He's going to go over there and get away from the fucking journalism here, learn his craft, make mistakes, and then come back.
He won't be doing any early morning swims down Coogee, though.
Now, let me tell you, when he gets over there, he's got a bit of work to do.
No.
What are they coming? What are the Wolves coming?
Matt Dufty.
Oh.
That
says it all, mate.
Yeah. He's got Georgie Williams.
Oh, that's all right.
He might bring him back to South.
He's got Josh Drinkwater.
Josh Drinkwater.
The lesser known of the Bevel Aquas. He's got Paul Vaughan from Barbecue Gate.
That's good.
That's not bad.
He's got, wait for it, waiting, Sam Cassiano.
Is he still playing?
He's still going. Was and he looks
in
quite
that
trim,
dog
Sam 20 Cassiano.
Years ago?
He looks trim.
Yeah.
Now, there's a few lads in that lineup. You'll have to whip them into shape.
Yeah, okay. Eshays?
Yeah. There's a lot of work to do there, let me tell you. There's a lot of work to do there.
He's up to it, though. He's when he opens his, as Gus said, when he opens his mouth, they come to him.
Mm-hmm. So, is that what Gus said?
he said that about Kieran Foran. And I giggled like a little girl. Okay, so moving on, let's go on to your
flop. My flop is just a dumb rugby league. Dumb. You can adjudicate on a knock-on, but you can't forward pass. You can't go to the video ref on a forward pass, but a knock-on. It's the same fucking thing. It's exactly the same thing.
If the ball hits the ground, it is.
If the ball hits the ground, of course, but you're looking at whether it's gone forward or backwards.
Mate, I'm with you, Mr. Carney. You watching the soccer? They got a chip in the ball.
Yeah.
It's so they know crazy. The exact trajectory of the ball. Put a chip in the ball.
Yeah. They've got the people. They can call offside on a fucking fingernail. They can call offside with a fingernail.
So
can you imagine how many forward passes you get called in a game? Endless. Oh, my God.
No, but that's the thing.
Are you talking about the Raiders ones?
Yeah, that was a forward pass.
But the touchy was right fucking there. Touchies
I know, but they shit. Can't.
Okay,
they can't.
So touchies are useless. So you're saying nothing. Get rid of touchies and mechanise it.
Yes, yeah. AI.
Yeah, they don't do anything. Okay. We've talked about this for years, but and people are, oh, no, it's going to slow the game up. We do it for knock-ons, and it's for try-scoring or a challenge. You don't call it all the time. So a team has the ability to challenge it if they want. If the play dies or whatever, they can challenge it. So why not? And then the clincher was last night, they're talking it on 360, and back of the screen, they've got like, they're showing the Wyden pass with a white line with the trail of the ball going forward.
Yeah.
So it's already there.
They can do it.
You don't even need the chip.
And we can just reinvigorate the touch judge position. So all they need to adjudicate on is the ball going over the sideline and the ball going through the post, and then we can open it up as an opportunity for
technology?
Young and aspiring lingerie models to be touch judges.
Yep. See? Yep, I think so.
This is the joy that technology can bring us.
Yeah, I think so.
Mr. Floyd, what do you think?
Did you hear that? I think my cock just whistled.
Around the corner.
That's what I think.
What about even just holograms of like great past players as well as
ABBA concert, Floyd.
Yeah.
And they can do that and just have fucking whatever. But
you'd love to see Larry Corriver running down the wing at Leichhardt.
Yeah, you have your heroes, the heroes of your team at your home games.
Yeah.
Mm. Be just, that's some pre-game shit.
Yeah, that's some good shit.
No, just, I don't.
He's had two good ideas in a row.
Let's
move on to you.
Fucking dumb.
Your flop.
Dumb.
No, I'm a positive man. Balls out.
You're going balls out.
Yes, balls out to the Sydney Roosters. Balls out.
Wow. This is obscure.
Balls,
this is very obscure. All right, go on.
I support a team, the Bulldogs, who in their chase for Tino basically offered him a licensed venue.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
And he's leaving the Gold Coast because he has a contractual agreement that he can leave if Justin Holbrook is not coaching, as does young Fifita. Mm. So while we're offering him a pub in Lakemba, the Roosters just fucking sign Holbrook.
Yeah.
Like, there is no fucking chance that one of those two guys isn't at the Roosters next year.
Yep.
And they are both absolute fucking guns.
Yeah.
A pub in Lakemba's not going to do much business.
No, I wouldn't think
Muslims,
so. Yeah, reinforcing my point.
Yeah.
They just went to the source. Sign Holbrook.
They're prepared to pay a whole salary of someone.
No, but these, when you're sacked as a coach, you're still on your salary. So all those assistants like Trent Barrett and Parrott, they go unders, mate, because you're already getting paid anyway. This is like your second job.
Yeah.
Politis doesn't pay unders.
This is their fresh old job on your tax.
It's true. They've worked it out.
This is fucking genius. Politis
doesn't
him.
Pay unders, mate. But you're right, yeah. If they can pay him whatever they want, it's not on the cap. So
no. And then they'll get one of those two guys.
They'll end up with Tino. I guarantee it. Guarantee.
And mate, I hope they get Tino and Fifita. I hope they get them all. I hope they have a star-studded team, mate, because look what happened this year. Look what happened this year. It's even better when a team like that fails.
That's true.
It's so good.
That's true.
So it's just even more hate.
Schadenfreuder.
When are we going to talk about how red Trent Robinson's head is?
Yeah.
That's like, getting redder, isn't it?
What's with this guy?
It's like a fucking... That kid in Willy Wonka that eats the blueberry shit.
Mike TV? Augustus Gloop?
No, not Augustus Gloop.
He's kind of like
Veruca Salt.
Yep.
Veruca Salt.
Yeah.
Violet Beaurepaire. It's Violet. How do you know them all?
You get there. Anyway, balls out to the Roosters.
Oh, like, fair enough.
Well played.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Email us at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. All right. NRL, is the NRL a bush league?
Yes.
Excellent.
Next segment.
Of course it is. Next. I just told you, it's just dumb.
It's fucking the most amateur professional sport on the planet. Yep. I can't believe...
We just make it up every week.
There's fucking five hits to the head, right? Yeah. And every single one of them is judged completely differently. Tom Burgess gets 3 weeks for getting chest to head, right? Like, and then someone else, then Nathan Brown, who I saw on the weekend, by the way, gets 1 week for fucking nearly knocking someone's head off with his shoulder.
What about in a Nathan Brown one? Mm. Both the commentators and the ref is saying, he came out of the line with intent.
Oh, I hate that.
Isn't that the game?
I hate that. That's my point.
That's the game. So he just came on the field. He's meant to be an impact player. So he comes out of line to put a hit on.
Yep. Are they taking that away from us?
That is the worst.
And that was part of their argument that, like, the ref literally said to him, he said it to him and Teddy, he came out of the line with intent. I'm like,
yeah, that's his job.
That's the sport.
That's on his fucking.
I hate that, man.
That's his brief.
That's on his contract, on his briefs. That is the worst. Like, they're trying to eliminate that out of the game, and they're going to say, "Oh no, we're not." But they are, mate. Now players are just going to go
flat, passive, defensive line.
Most of those hits were front rowers coming out of the line, to put a shot on, you know, and create some momentum for the team, create something for their, make a statement. And now we're rubbing that shit out. And it's and they treat everyone differently. It's a bush league, man. Yeah. They've got no idea.
I watched. I was in the bush. Well, not really, but I was at a park footy on the weekend, nighttime session, just chilling out.
Nice.
And there was a footy game on, and it was like, I think it was over 30s or 35s, and I was thinking, fucking great, it's rugby league, they're tackling. But then I noticed they're sort of just doing tackle, but grab for like 3 seconds, and but it was still tackling, but it was
Putting on the ground.
That's where we're headed. Mm. That's where we're headed.
That's where we're headed. It's over. We're all NRL players.
We'll
go back in.
I got a lot of guile. A lot of guile.
Yeah, it's over.
A lot to say too. I got a lot to fucking say.
Well, they do call me the grey man. I do clean up grey areas as much as possible, and I've got one area they can clean up straight away. Mm. The Dragons-Eels game, where the strip and knock on. If it's one-on-one, someone's going for a strip, no matter if you're attempting a strip, the ball comes out, doesn't matter. Who cares if it's forward or back? It doesn't matter. Both players got it. The other one's stripping. It doesn't matter. No grey area. If the ball comes loose, whoever gets it, play on.
Yep.
Done. Good. Grey area finished.
Good. I like it.
Done.
Okay. Yes.
Write it down for me.
I've got it. It's going in my weekly
gray
email.
Gray area eradication. Yeah.
My weekly email to Abda.
Or put the chip in the ball.
And then that's just silly, man. Like, it's just, it was a strip. Just get on with it.
No more coloured goalposts. Just fucking. Yep.
But I mean, how unprofessional is a sport when, a few good hits can fucking bring almost, four teams crumbling?
You think it was a Wally Lewis thing?
They were saying that it possibly was.
Yeah, that's the way the timing felt.
It is odd timing, yeah, absolutely. But CT is going to be, it's part of the sport. It's always going to be part of the sport.
And there's going to be accidents.
Yeah, and when you sign up for like a 800 grand a year, that's you signing off and that's the risk you're going to take.
You got bikes.
I'll go CT. You're going to shit and piss I'll your pants. I'll go CT for a million a year. I would have it.
Well, you're going
to... You'd be happy to forget a lot of stuff.
That's right. That's right. You don't want to be bloody...
Who's cocks whistling out there?
And the whole big man on... Like when Chan's got hit. When you got a big forward who's just taller and that it's the shoulder going into the head. Now, Chan's got knocked stupid. It was terrible, right?
Yep. But
that's a hard one to avoid.
It is, like, mate.
The shoulder into that. When it's just a tackle. There's no intent to hurt there. It's just a tackle. But the shoulder of a very big man.
Yep, it is.
Fucking bush league, you know?
And also... this might create more grey area, but anyway, I think there's too much advantage for the kicking team when they put up a kick to score a try. I think the advantage should be more on the defensive team because they've held out the team for so long. They got to the last set and the team hasn't scored, so there should be advantage there. So you should be allowed to block. You should be able to, like NFL, once the ball goes up in the air, you should have blockers, and then the attacking team's just got to get around those blockers.
Oh, jeez.
No, crazy, but...
That's a bit out there. No,
why? Well, but it's too easy to score kick tries.
What about
now?
Escort? Yeah, escort maybe. Escort,
yeah. Well, that's a blocker, isn't it?
It's fucking NRL Da Vinci over here. Yeah. He's coming up with ideas.
That eliminates all the grey areas, and you can fucking attack the guy in the air. It's just up to your team to protect your fucking player catching it.
How about when a kick goes in? When a kick is made, there's no rules until the ball has been secured. It's just no rules.
Just kick the shit out of each other.
Ball goes up in the air until someone secures the ball, and the ref says
secured.
There are no rules.
So every team would need a UFC guy, right?
Well, they do already UFC. Anyway. They do already anyway.
You're telling me they're not watching that.
Oh, I'm not watching it. That's all I
Matt
watch.
Burton puts up one of those kicks and there's no rules when it falls in the air.
Yep. This is cunts clubbing each other.
Now that's football.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And another thing, the fucking melee now, the guy gets to sing in for a little slap.
Oh, the slap was
What are you
the
meant
worst.
To do now? What are you meant to do? Like
Neocore, he's what? Fucking terrifying.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my god!
People in niggling and stuff. You get up. You can hold a shirt. Can you fucking give them a wet willy? What can you do, mate? Can you give them a? You can't give them a slap. You can't punch them. Nipple cripple. What can you do? There's got to be something that you can do. And you know, it's just it's terrible.
That wasn't even a slap.
And he gets 10 minutes in the bin for
what
that.
What about the
shit?
Old crow peck? Do you remember that one?
No, I don't. What's
you
that?
You make your hand like that and you peck someone in the back of the head.
And it's more a knuckle action, Mr.
Oh, well, yeah. It's a long time since I've given or received a crow peck. Yeah.
I was a victim
I don't know that one.
I was a victim of many.
What about
many?
Ear whip. Have you done an ear whip?
What's the ear whip?
You get your hand right behind someone's ear and just whip it.
Oh, really?
Some kid did... Danny Hanna, as a kid, did it to another kid when I was in school, like for like 5 minutes. The kid's ear was hanging off his head.
Yeah, I remember
that. It was red, purple. Yeah. It was just...
I remember kids walking around a playground looking for some kid's ear. They have to fan out 10 metre.
Fight in the air.
Ear
like,
whip.
They're like Tommy Lee Jones, the fugitive. Issuing orders everywhere. I got to find that ear. Get a load on here. What a chopper.
We used to call that the Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
But we were cultured.
Yeah,
Chinese cultured. Burn.
That's what it's called. You can say that anymore.
Jeez.
I think you can, can't you? Come on.
Oh, yeah, China.
Chinese burn.
China.
Larry Floyd, you're a man who's watched football for a long time. I'm going to give you a simple question. I want a simple answer. It's unscripted. I think it's clear who the best two teams are in the competition.
Absolutely.
Who are they?
It's Panthers Broncos.
Yes, I agree. That's not your question.
Oh.
Who's the third best team?
Storm. I would say. What are you making a face for?
I'm just not sure who's their best team.
I think Storm.
I'm interested.
Storm, they're gathering momentum. Storm clouds are gathering. Pappenhausen probably in a week. Paper House Man.
If Pappenhausen and Volkman ever end up on the same team, that's the all Nazi lineup there. That's
There's fantastic. No way Pappenhausen like is ready this year. He won't play. If he does, that's He'll terrible.
Play. He's not ready.
He's had a year off, mate. You can't just throw him in there.
Yeah, throw
he's
him.
Professional, mate.
He's not. It's not Bush League. He came back Latrell. From his other injury. He wasn't good for weeks.
He'll play.
Well, who do you reckon's third?
Like, they're not even in the eight, but I still think the Cowboys have got the most talent of the other teams. Nah. Most talent.
Yeah, maybe, but I still think Storm are
probably... Who's playing good? Knights.
Yeah, they are.
They've had a pretty easy draw.
They've had a... Yeah, okay.
They got the Dogs done. This week. But Sharks. Yes, they are playing well. They are playing well.
Raiders?
Oh, come on. Are we talking football?
Is there a third best team? Is the gap that big?
It's a big gap. It's a big gap, but I think...
I don't even know if Broncos are anywhere near Penrith either.
No, I think there's a gap between those two, but I think it's clear they're the second best team now.
Oh, well, let's at this point, let's jump on to Peptide Charlie.
Let's talk about
Peptide Charlie.
Peptide Charlie.
Allegedly. Let's get the allegedly sorted here.
Yeah, this is all alleged, by the way. However, I allege that the stuff that is separating the very top team from everyone else is... I can't even fucking open tabs in my phone anymore. I don't know what's going on. Anyway.
What about, just quick, while you're getting that set up, spitting? Can you spit at a player instead of slapping him? That would be controversial, wouldn't it? That would really... But that's just as bad as a punch, I think.
Do you know who the the bookmakers think the third best team is?
Who?
Souths.
Yep.
Nah. They're fucking...
Oh, I'm not writing them off.
They got Souths and the Storm equal odds.
Yeah, Jimmy's not writing us off. He reckons we can still win it.
And quite a gap to anyone else.
I think so too. You guys, I'm telling you, you're going to click. You need a bit of time. You're going to click.
We can beat the Ipamoraland Panthers? You think we could do that?
The
Ipamoraland Panthers.
Is this a new sponsorship? Is Oak gone?
Ipamoraland. Good for cutting, bulking, and recovering muscles with anti-aging properties.
Ooh.
Synthetic peptide with a short chain of amino acids.
Yes.
Representing high growth hormone, releasing potency and productiveness of both vitro and vivo. Perks for its users include everything from your bones to your muscle growth, skin, nervous system, and even your hair. The rise in growth hormone levels, refinement, and the physique of the body. It's also a painkiller, task of making recovery phase smoother while repair damage muscle fibers, stimulating the growth. The more you damage your fibers, the bigger you get. So that fucking actual physical contact you make is making you as big as a fucking gorilla.
Every tackle
makes you bigger.
Look, in the name of science, I think the three of us should get on this shit.
Yeah.
We should get right on it.
Look at the bottle it comes in as well. That's fucking...
Anyway, I got a guy. So...
They're on that.
It's undetectable too. It's undetectable.
Undetectable bullshit.
Yeah, there is no...
What's the side effects there? Any side effects?
There you go. It's undetectable.
Well, let's have a look. All right,
there's got to be something wrong with this bit.
Complete profile, dosage, half-life,
so far,
and other relevant...
I'm taking it.
Okay.
It's probably just got a picture of Jerome Luai.
What is it? Wrong with it? it's got a picture of fucking Fisher Paykel.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah. He's in the coach of the year.
So you can't detect that. So there you go. Of course, and it's synthetic. Of course it is. It's just like all that synthetic weed that gets
sold.
It
only lasts 2 hours in your body. So it lasts that 2 hours, you go fucking berserk, and you get all the fucking gains, and then it's out.
This is Viking mushrooms.
unless they're drug testing him in the fucking game, unless you see the guy run out and take blood from someone during the fucking
Not
scrum.
Likely. Well, I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Next podcast, we're going on it.
Okay. We're doing a 2-hour potty in half an hour.
Benefits of consuming.
Well, we got the benefits. You turn into the Hulk.
Oh. Yeah, fucking
hell. That's crazy.
But what's the side effects? You become Lou Ferrigno.
Growth hormone penetrates an injured area and encourages proliferation of new cells.
I got injured areas everywhere.
Oh, me too, mate. Yeah. I am an injured
Promotes
area.
Promotes deep sleep.
You're a grey area.
Skeletal system is stronger.
Deep sleep. I need some of that shit too.
This is everything we want.
Collagen production.
Is Peptide Charlie a pipeline to this shit?
Makes your cock whistle.
Around a corner.
Like a fucking mailman.
Jesus. Where do you get it? Chemist Warehouse?
All right, I'll sort. Shall I do that?
For, yeah,
I'll,
can you get?
I'll source
get
some and we'll take it.
You didn't find any side effects. You just
what did they didn't list any side effects?
Of course they didn't.
There's none.
Well, fucking side. We're living side effects.
We are a side. That's, exactly. If we started a band right now, we'd be called the Side Effects.
Look at us. We're the side effect of every fucking.
Me and you, Ray, would be the side effects, and he'd be the fucking defect.
So that, look. That's what.
That's
I
what's going on, that's mate. So two hours. They're having it just before they run
it's
out.
In your bloodstream, right? For 2 hours
because they don't stop. They do not stop.
Yeah.
The whole game, mate. They are just coming at you constantly.
Gives you a never-ending boner too.
You know what we could do if we got on this? Let's segue to something I wanted to talk about: double headers.
Oh yeah.
Fucking yes. A double. I forgot how good double headers are.
Double they're headers good. Are good.
They're good to watch on TV. They're good to watch at the ground.
Yeah.
You get. So if two games more are good, two everything's good.
Yeah.
Well, more I'm not going out tonight. I'm going out twice.
Yeah.
I'm not They've picking up it. Once. I'm picking up twice.
I like to pick up three times, but it's hard enough to pick up once.
That's a triple header. You'd need a cop that could whistle around corners for a long period of time.
Oh, yeah. You whistle like a fucking well, Austrian.
I mean, you double head everything.
Just do it every weekend then. Why? Or triple header.
Why am I ordering one beer at a time?
Mm.
Fucking give me two.
Double header. Yeah.
Double header.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about the finals. Those cunts that go out and they get a tray of beer and they just sit there with a whole four of them and they're fucking guzzling and...
No, that's sufficient.
It's kind of sloppy.
That's a quadruple
sloppy.
Header.
It's kind of sloppy. That double header was good. That double header in Perth was good. And what a big crowd they had out there. Like 50,000.
Yep.
Yeah, it took me back to the days of the Western Reds.
Yeah.
Mark Geyer.
They've got to have a Perth team.
I think it will be
a Perth one of the pioneers of what we were just talking about, Rodney Howe.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Remember what a beast he was?
Yeah.
Well, they should in the
Ended
new
bad.
The new stadiums each week, just do a double header.
Yes.
The Allianz, just do a double header, mate. Just do it. And Suncorp, do a double header.
How good.
And then just, you know, we don't have to go to fucking SCG like we started off this week. It's fucking horrible.
If the Roosters did a double header of someone else at Allianz.
Yep.
Nice stadium.
Nice.
Pack them in there.
That's
but the,
great.
The crowd noise at the doubleheader was fantastic because you got double the crowd there. Yeah. So it was just really that's atmospheric, right. Gladiatorial.
Yeah.
Double everything.
You got half like the it. Fans are really interested and half the fans are just having fun. That's fine. All good.
Yep.
Doubleheader's the way to go. I'm doubleheading everything from now on. Two of everything.
I always thought you
fucking
were.
Going two of everything.
Round, round, fuck around, I fuck around.
Yeah,
fuck around, round, round, I fuck around. I fuck around. Fucking up and down this fucking street. I gotta find a fucking place where the fuck hits me.
Fuckheads meet right
the
here.
Fuckheads.
We know that. And all our listeners, to all our fuckhead listeners, if you're not a fuckhead, we don't want you listening.
If you're listening you overseas, and you can hear some weird shit in the background. There's some kookaburras going fucking crazy out here.
Yeah. It's like a Tarzan film. Do you know that they put kookaburras in the Tarzan? The
Did
old
they?
Ones? Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I heard him while I was watching it. He's in the African jungle. Like, why can't I hear fucking kookaburras?
How come Tarzan was fucking white?
Not always. Well, was he always?
Wasn't he the child of a child of an explorer that got lost, I think?
Yeah, fucking good.
Child of a colonial fucking imperialist?
Jesus
Christ. Okay, so we got Ricky Gaddafi.
And that's exactly who we got.
Because it's better end with a knife in someone's ass.
In a sewer, too.
In a sewer.
Well, you know, Libya with Gaddafi was... It was functioning.
Tell me
how it was.
Socialist utopia.
Thank you. Socialist utopia.
Socialist utopia. That's quite strong.
But he used quite strong.
They had universal health care.
Amen.
He used the profits from oil and put it all back into the country. Mm-hmm. Universal health care, universal education. If there was a course you wanted to study that wasn't being taught, he would pay for you to go. Go overseas. The government pay for your entire time over there and put you up. If you did a course and you couldn't find a job in your course, the government would pay you that salary until that job came available.
There were issues as well. There were issues as well.
It depends who you ask.
You know, there was disorder.
Price of petrol was 14 cents a litre.
No.
When he was in charge.
I just feel the economy was going okay. Okay.
Having a home was considered a human right.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying is, with Ricky in Canberra right now, it's not spectacular. Like, it could have been better in Libya. Let's face it. They were down to 4 beheadings a day, but, you know. murders.
Largest irrigation project in the world. He was irrigating shit everywhere.
All right, well.
Do you not think we could use a fucking few beheadings here?
Yeah, we do, yeah. That's true.
Those fucking pedos and that's fucking. That's true. What about Pell? George Pell.
Yeah.
Lop his fucking head off. Get rid of him.
I would fucking get
bang.
Like,
I'll do that for free.
Yeah.
Bang.
If you gets everyone in the line all of a sudden.
I don't even like your name.
So Ricky in Canberra.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He set up great pathways for Canberra. He's the only coach to get decent players to come to Canberra. Like before Ricky, we couldn't get anyone, but all of a sudden we started getting a little bit of attention. He's working on building a new stadium. We've got a great facilities now. We've built all these amazing facilities, so it's good.
What's the price of petrol?
What's your irrigation system like?
But, you know, it's not enough. Unfortunately, Gaddafi it wasn't enough. There was issues.
Well, my black mark against Gaddafi is he paid Michael Jackson for a private concert.
Well, you know.
I mean, that's the other shit he could have had.
Black mark.
Could have had fucking... could have had Tool there.
But what I'm...
could have had a Rollins band there.
Yeah, exactly. Get some, go again.
What I'm saying is now...
you know what they need? They need... What's missing and everything? I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
But where's the murals, man? Where's the Ricky murals?
Canberra was
just covered in Ricky Stewart murals.
It'll come.
Almost deify because, him. Yeah. With little phrases that he's known for, like one of him looking stern, we got a dog. Things like that. All over
That's not
the
them.
Fine city of Canberra.
And then everyone thought Gaddafi was the problem, but then... They got rid of him.
The US.
Yeah, they got rid of him.
He did blow up a plane.
Yeah. Well, he's done some bad shit. But anyway.
Socialist utopia, you have to do some bad shit.
Mate, you can't have a revolution without executions. Yeah. That's what our good friend Lennon said.
Mm. The point is, they got rid of him. They got rid of him. And things got worse in Libya. They got rid of him. It got completely worse. And that's what I'm saying with Ricky.
Unfortunately,
he's not that good. He's going good. He's got all that stuff there and we're doing, but everyone's like, get rid of him. But if we get rid of him, I think Canberra is going to go to shit. Absolute Libya scale shit.
This is Stockholm syndrome shit right here. Ricky's holding every Canberra Raiders fan. Fuck it. He's made them believe that he is the only fucking option.
But he's all right. This is it, mate.
You are in the dictatorship of Stewart, mate. Like, you actually think he's the only option.
That's insane, man. Look,
mate, you are the person that you fucking mock.
We've tried everyone before him, mate. We were gone, mate. We had Meninga, we had fucking Ferner, we had all these, we never got players there. He turned it around, you know, after the golden era, thank you very much. But then he came and he did turn it around, and we've got a good sort of system, a good young guys coming through.
He did sign Horsburgh for $2.4 million.
Yeah, and we bought
what
the best young halfback.
What is he going to do with that money, Corey Horsburgh, with all that money?
That's a lot of fucking sausages.
Jesus, man. Like,
they should have just paid him in fucking bangers.
Yeah.
What kind of tent is he going to buy with that money?
the best that Gaddafi can afford.
6-8 person tent.
So who's this halfback you signed?
Oh, mate, he's the gun. He's
Mahmoud Gaddafi.
And the
Colonel?
The funny thing is, right, he's in Parramatta at the moment. He's the best halfback there is, juniors. And we tried to get him next year, 2024, but we couldn't. We tried to do a swap deal. So he's coming 2025. What, again, dumb rugby league. What is the point of him staying in Parramatta? They're going to develop him and then send him over to us.
He'll never come to Canberra.
Nah.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening.
A lot of people have never made it to Canberra.
Who's the kid you got debuting?
Strange.
Strange, yeah.
People are strange.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
So we need murals.
Yeah. Center.
We need statues.
Yep.
We need just a bit more deification of Ricky Stewart in general.
A song that everyone can sing.
And I
about what him? About an anthem? I mean, Canberra needs its own Canberra anthem, yep. With a Stewart. Flag and all that sort of shit.
Oh, like hell
Stewart's
Ricky.
Head in a big fucking star. Yep. You keep singing that. Don't stop singing.
And what about, you know, like when the Queen does an address? I think when Ricky Stewart does a press conference after a game, the nation should fucking stop to pay attention.
He should do it from the balcony, like fucking
Mussolini. Oh, now we're... Yeah. Oh my
post-match God. Presser from the balcony.
Did you see after the Dolphins game in Perth?
Ah, yes,
one
the King.
Fucking journo.
Yeah,
goes in and he's in a room with Wayne Bennett and he's an AFL journo.
Yeah,
and he has a crack at Wayne Bennett. Oh, you poor bastard!
That was great. What a...
He had a go.
Yeah,
he had a go.
He did well, I thought.
But, you can't tell us what you think went wrong, Wayne. No,
you saw the go.
I feel like What do you think?
So what are you doing here, old man?
Wayne over there just publicising rugby league like you wouldn't believe, doing wonders for the
like
game
it.
In the West, Wayne.
Okay, like so Ricky.
No, there's a lot to take in.
Does
there.
It have legs?
So you don't think there's any other option?
Not in Canberra. First of all, no one wants to come to Canberra.
You've got Madge
he
down
is
there
Canberra.
Right now.
Would you be happy if Canberra Madge, moved to? Because you're not a resident of Canberra or never have been, so you don't have like a real strong cultural tie. Yeah, you actually don't like the place. Would you be disappointed if they moved to Perth?
And became a better
Perth Raiders.
No, I can't do that.
But what if they became better? What if they became fucking heaps better? Top,
not
consistently
Perth.
Top.
Can they come into Sydney?
Central Coogee. Coast Raiders.
We talked about Coogee this. Raiders.
Coogee Raiders.
Central Coast Raiders, actually.
Not even a thing.
Not Central
I'm
Coast.
Still trying Coogee, to wrap my head around Coogee Raiders. Corey Horsbrough with millions of dollars.
Yeah, castle.
What kind of world are we in?
Castle made out of butcher's sausages, mate. That's what he's living in.
Could you imagine the shit he's going to buy? He's the kind of guy who'll buy snakes and shit, right? He'll buy reptiles.
Yeah, if he hasn't already.
He'll have fucking helicopters and crocodiles, mate.
He'll have fucking quad bikes.
And scorpions.
Jesus, fuck. Just the thought of him having that much money. Just...
It's repulsive.
Yeah. All hail Ricky. You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Follow us on Twitter at Balls Out No Flops at Out Flops.
All right. Now,
we're just building up our Patreon content.
Yeah, and our Twitter Twitter address, which is now X, actually. Mm. So
you hit Morton Paragon up on Twitter.
Yeah. Hit Morton and see what happens.
See what
we're
happens.
Terrible with the socials, by
come
the way.
At me.
We need someone working full time on the socials.
Full time.
Full time on the socials. If
we've
you
lost
want to
our
do
guy.
That, email us.
We're more anti.
we're more anti-socials.
That's true. That's exactly true. All right, Ukrainian origin.
Yes.
I've got that written down. So
yes.
Let's see what we got here.
Well, I know this is hard to believe, but I was fucking outraged this week.
Oh,
that's
fucking outraged because Melbourne has another origin next year locked in.
Yep.
Perth gets one in 25.
Yep.
Melbourne in 26.
Yep.
What is this shit?
Yeah.
Especially the Melbourne bit.
Yeah, it's fucked.
And now they're looking, I don't mind this as much, but then they're looking at New Zealand for 27. So it's just become a thing now that you only get one home origin game a year.
South Sydney are the fucking poster boys of what can go wrong after Origin.
Yeah.
They fucking chuck another one in New Zealand.
And they should have
it. Give one to Newcastle or.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fucking Townsville.
Or Perth. Or,
fuck this shit. Get it.
One to Canberra.
New South Wales and Queensland are pretty big states.
Yeah.
Like, we could farm this around a bit and.
And if they're going to do it, put it as the last game of the series. Let's just fucking, they put it the first game of the series somewhere else.
Like, yeah.
What is fucking happening?
Dumb.
Anyway, if this is what we're doing, I say as a community, as a rugby league community, we say no to Melbourne 24. They get it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going, Kiev 24.
Kiev.
Oh, that's good.
Or Kiev, whatever you want. But I'm not ordering a chicken Kiev at the pub, so I'm going Kiev.
Kiev.
Mm. Ukrainian rugby league is a thing.
Wow.
If we played Origin 1 in Ukraine next year, that's worldwide publicity.
That'd end the war.
That is world.
You'd
that
save on fireworks and everything.
You know who's a Ukrainian.
Putin would know that he's done.
He's done.
Yeah. Putin would know if he saw Origin was being played in Kiev, he'd know that the war's over, that he's lost the hearts and minds.
So I did some research.
Well,
and you know who's of Ukrainian heritage?
Oh, I actually know one person.
Nathan Cleary.
Is he?
Yes. Yeah. Look at him. Look at his fucking accent.
And one of the good Canberra Raiders is
Hudson Young.
Hudson Young is of Ukraine. They both played Origin this year.
They've both got box heads too. Yes. So that tells you straight up.
Cleary, I didn't know.
Hello to all our Ukrainian box head listeners.
That's a communist chin. If I've ever seen one, that thing survives some shit.
He's a walking propaganda poster.
He
should have a starburst behind his head wherever he is.
That's been forged in a coal mine, that shit.
Oh, yeah. God. But no, I think you're right.
Like, this would be... We would become the centre of the sporting fucking universe.
They should. They go all out.
Alex Twol?
Twol.
He looks Ukrainian.
Ooh.
Tommy Radonikis was Lithuanian.
Oh, he was, wasn't he? Yeah. Mm. That's very good.
Mate, get it over there. They would appreciate it. Zelensky would come out.
Yeah. You'd have airstrikes going on while it's happening.
They can run through banners, which are just fucking double fingers up, NRL players, giving the forks to Putin. Fuck you, Putin. This would be absolute worldwide shit. I see no reason why we're not doing this.
Putin would fucking plots, as they say. He'd give up. War's over. He
would. And rugby league would just become the sport of choice in the Ukraine overnight. Rugby league
would be bringer of peace.
And after a year and a half, it's pretty fucking clear that Ukrainians are made for rugby league. Mm. They are hard motherfuckers.
Yep. Yeah.
They are.
I'd like to see their women's team too.
Maybe that's where the Raiders need to tap into, Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Those ex-Ukraine soldiers.
Oh, that African tribe, man.
Yeah, that was...
Ukraine playing all the junior rugby league, like all 16s and 19s. They're a thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Get over there, man. This is a fucking no-brainer for me. Fuck Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about New Zealand. Like, they shouldn't take it to New Zealand.
That's ridiculous.
New Zealanders wouldn't want it anyway. Why not have fucking international games New Zealand playing?
Yeah. They would want
it. Just dumb again. Why? They would love a New Zealand international game, not a fucking New South Wales Queensland game.
Give them
an international game while the State of Origin is on and just have a week off.
Valandis wants to take Souths of all teams to America.
Oh, fuck that.
That's because that's Littrell. That's Littrell's shit.
That's the last thing we need.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Take Littrell there. Leave us.
He knows the way. He was there this time last year.
Well, Broncos are guaranteed going. That's been announced to Vegas.
I think Reece Walsh might fucking...
That
might be his undoing.
They're the best team to watch in the comp. If you're looking at entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Brisbane Broncos for entertainment.
Yep.
Like, they're not the best team.
No.
Yep.
There's a large gap between Penrith and the Broncos. But if you're looking at just entertaining football, Brisbane Broncos are by far the most entertaining team.
They play fast, entertaining
football. They score points. They got threat all over the field. They're a fun team.
Yeah.
Well, they'll do Origin in America, for sure. Yeah. That's what they're setting up for.
Yeah.
They'll do one Origin.
What would get more eyeballs? Fucking some game in America where they don't care. What in Ukraine?
Ukraine. Yeah, Ukraine. We have to watch through spy satellite.
Yeah. Drones.
Drone footage. All right, so let's do a quick look into preview of the round to come.
I love how you just fucking tell me and then you look at me like I'm fucking... All right.
Like you're capable.
So we got four games left.
Manly, Penrith.
Luai's out.
That won't slow them down.
Nah. And someone else as well. That will not slow them down.
Nah,
Manly's done. This season's over, isn't it, Manly?
What was that performance against the Roosters? They looked like they didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, that was do or die as well.
Those guys fucking laughing.
They shat themselves.
Like, I just didn't understand what they were fucking doing.
Yeah, I really thought that Cherry Evans would be able to pull that one out for him, but he did nothing.
No.
Panthers. I've got a fucking blueprint how to beat the Panthers.
Well, mate.
Did I tell you this?
No, well, go on.
Man, I was telling Jimmy the other day, we're having a pipe, smoking a pipe.
He's sick, isn't it? He's always sick, man. It's because of the pipe. Yeah, Jimmy, get off it.
Get off the hash pipe, mate.
He's very sensitive. And I reckon, because they'll pin you in the corner all fucking day and just defend.
Good if love just, making that, mate.
Yeah.
What you do.
That's my go-to, pin in the corner.
No music, pin no in the corner.
What you do.
Get out of that.
And hiss and dick.
I can go around corners if I need hiss to. And dick.
You take two hit-ups.
Sounds like he's fucking prescribing something.
Take two hit-ups and call me in the morning. Yeah. Take two hit-ups and then kick the fuck out of it.
Yes.
Turn them around. Get yes. your fast men up there.
Yes.
Get your wingers ready to fly every time. Every nah. fucking time they pin you in the corner, you kick it back and make them work it back. Just keep doing that to them. That's the only way you'll ever have a chance.
You'll
of
never have the
this.
Ball, though. When are you going to hit the ball, mate?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. All you have to do is just fucking work on your defense.
Until you don't get, do until any, they drop it.
Yeah.
Sounds like Ricky Stewart. Just work on your defense. Just work on your...
They have got the best completion rate. In the comp, they have got the best defense.
Best coach.
They've got. Oh, let's
you know it.
Settle down, no.
Have they got the best Ipamirolan?
Yes, they do.
I think it's Ipamirolan.
Do you know how good Penrith are? They signed Luke Garner, who's a decent back rower from the Tigers. Like, he's a good player. He can't get near this fucking team.
Yeah.
He can't even get near this team.
The thing, that's not going to work, that one, because they've got the best kick returners, mate. Their wingers, they'll just march back and they'll be attacking straight away.
If everyone knows, if it's all you're trained for, right, and everyone knows, on the third tackle, you're going to boot the bejesus out of it. Everyone just fucking runs up. Leave them behind, man. Mm. That's what you got to do.
This Manly Josh Shuster motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now, they're losing by, like, 18. He's throwing six no-look passes. Yeah, not one of them hit target. No. Then he does this very good chip over the top try. And they're still down by, like, at least a dozen. And he's celebrating like they've won the grand final.
Yeah, I know.
In front of the eight people who were at the SCG. I'll get to that stupidity in a minute.
It's selfish.
What
just
is this
young.
Guy?
Yeah. He's just self-involved.
He doesn't want to tackle. He doesn't want to run the ball. He doesn't want to look when he passes.
Yeah. And that celebration highlights, it's just all about him
it's,
in his head.
It's just trick shots. It's
some Latrell-like bullshit.
Yeah.
Like
and
just
some he's gonna,
baby shark trick shots, mate. That's what I call them.
He's going to be the reason Cherry Evans retires early. He's just not going to want to deal with those young punks like that.
You know
that.
He's got talent, but he's just shit.
But has he?
Yeah.
He's got talent, but he won't use it. Mm.
What's your Panthers solution? We've heard yours. Have you got one?
Mate,
every rugby league fan should be thinking about this, and they should be sending in their answers.
Seriously, it is clear after Coruscant left, Kikau left, the solution is to kill their coach. Because he has a fucking machine going out there with a production line and fucking the sun leaves for a month for 6 weeks and they don't bat an eyelid, mate. They don't care. They just interchange blokes in. They've become more Storm than the Storm. They are a machine. And then they've got home ground. You cannot beat them out there.
In my over 50 years of watching rugby league, I've never seen a team like it, I got to say.
No.
I've seen some great teams. I've seen some great dynasties. But I've never seen teams lose fucking key men like that and just not lose
keep going.
A fucking...
Keep on rolling.
Not lose a beat.
3 years in a row, they'll be in the grand final. The year before, the fourth four. Year, they were in the grand final and they lost against the Storm. So it's going to be 4 years in the grand final. Three of them are going to be winners, for
it's
sure.
It's the coach. And then you know there's some tools in that team, right? Like Jerome Luai, definitely.
Yeah.
But there's three or four guys in that team. So you got the coach's son, for starters.
Mm.
Who they
he's
like.
Good.
They like.
Yeah.
You got Isaiah Yeo, Liam Martin, and Dylan Edwards. They're just solid citizens. They turn up every week. They never have a bad game, and they set the standard for the rest of that team.
Yeah.
And Toto, I'll put Toto in there too, actually. Yeah. Like, he never has a bad game.
Nice kid.
And these
lovely
guys,
kid.
These guys just. Yeah. And they've got that core, that core of half a dozen blokes who just set us. And you look at your front, like Fisher Harris.
And they've got wave after wave of those guys coming through.
And what's the guy, the Liotto, that comes off the bench? He's a fucking
Moses
monster.
Yeah. He's East Island head.
I think it's just the players, the system, and the drugs. They're definitely...
the Ipamirolan.
There's definitely something going on.
Ipamirolan.
They do not stop.
Now, they play this... I know we're doing this week, but we start... Thursday night, I watch some footy. Manly and Roosters. Okay, this could be good. And you turn it on, and there's eight people. They said there were 12,000 people at that game. Yeah. Fuck off, there were 12.
Yeah.
That So all the other teams, when the World Cup on, Souths, Bulldogs, they're going to country towns, they're packing out these grounds, it looks good, it's kind of novelty, exciting. Not the Roosters.
No.
They just go next door and they play in an empty, cavernous, 50,000-seat SCG, and it looks like shit. How's that good for the game?
Yeah, it's fucked.
They could have taken that game anywhere, right? They could have gone up the Central Coast, packed it out, but they don't have to do
they
it.
They don't have
right?
to move. They just fucking... They all live at Bondi. They're 5 minutes away. It's just the height of entitlement, mate.
Bullshit playing that game.
The height of fucking entitlement.
Even on TV, rugby league at the SCG is terrible.
You can't hear anything. It's fucked football.
Hopefully that's the last game.
If you see the back of the Bunnings chairs, you're too far away. All right, so fucking Penrith are going to kill Manly, right? Sharks, Titans.
Ooh.
That's going to be a good one.
Titans,
what
we're going to...
You're a good gambler.
Titans were going to win last
Who's
week.
Who's Sharks?
Sharks.
Yeah, Sharks, easy.
Who did Titans play last week?
Titans played Warriors.
Yeah, and I picked the Titans, and they were going to win.
Fotawaker was sent off.
Yeah, sent off early, and they only lost by like 4 points or 8 points or whatever it was, and they were smashing them. I'm going Titans.
I'm going Sharks, but I kind of like watching this Titans team.
Yeah,
I do. You got a bit of something.
You got fullback. What's his name?
Campbell.
He's great, but I think Sharks are on a bit of a high, and I think they're just going to sneak home.
Nah, I don't think so.
Tino's back in.
Yeah.
Change. Titans.
Flip the script.
Titans.
That's a big in. Tino's back in.
All right.
Gold Coast Tino's.
Are we all on Titans? You're on Sharks. We're on Titans.
Oh, it's interesting. You know, Sharks play so well last week against Souths after losing the week before 28-0 against Penrith.
They didn't even play that well.
Yeah.
I'm going Sharks, not Titans. They had a big game.
Of course, the Broncos are playing Friday night at 8 o'clock at home because
different.
That's what they do. Well, they're playing at the Gabba next door, so they're playing Para. And Broncos. The Broncos will win.
Broncos.
That's the end of the Eels season.
Yeah. Guffo. Well,
Parramatta always beat the Broncos up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always play well. And in these kind of games where you think they're shot.
I'm going Parra.
There's going to be some upsets, mate. I'm telling you, in the next few weeks. And I think Broncos have been high and hammering it
so long. Tell you who's
so
upset.
Long.
You and me, mate. That's who's going to be upset.
And him.
he's long-term upset.
Yeah,
so.
He doesn't feel
he's
it
PTSD.
Anymore.
Yeah, he'd be an upset if I wasn't upset. Souths play Saints at Barlow Park in Cairns.
Danger game.
The tour continues.
Flip a coin, mate.
Danger game.
Flip a coin.
Because the Dragons have been, they should have been in Para last week.
Ilias should not be allowed a football game again. Okay, he should be allowed on the ground.
You're only paying $1.10, Souths. Hot favourites.
Hot.
I think you guys are going to turn it
hot
on.
Hot favourites.
Yeah, no.
You nearly lost to Dragons as well. Last
we lost to Dragons.
Oh, you lost to Dutch, right?
Yeah. But we had all our Origin guys out, but we still lost to them. But we put on like 4 tries in 5 minutes at the end.
Yeah, that's
Saints
right.
generally play well against you guys, don't they?
Yeah.
They like having a dip. Tigers, Warriors.
Warriors. You got to get Warriors here.
Let me tell you something about the Warriors. All right?
There we go. Let me tell you something about football.
Everyone's happy Warriors. Yeah. I feel like...
Say what you want. There's no one listening at this point.
It's Tigers home game, but they're playing in New Zealand, of course. Because fucking no one plays at their ground anymore.
Yeah. They're playing New Zealand. That proves my point. There is this fucking guilt against the Warriors about how the whole COVID thing and how they had to stay in Australia. Yeah. It's just so severe, guilt.
They're like a foster child, aren't they? Moved around from house to house and no one really knows how to treat them.
That's it. And it's impacting the refereeing decision. I'm sorry, but they're getting the 50-50 calls. And it was coupled with the CEO coming out a few weeks ago and having a big whinge. We don't get anything, And then the whole super guilt... I just feel like they're just getting a red carpet into the finals and all the decisions are going their way.
But
Tohu Harris's hair.
So good. Speaking of him, I like Fanua Blake, Wade Egan, Mitch Barnett, Jackson Ford, Nia Corey, Tohu Harris, that's their pack. They got Jazz Tavaga, the dirtiest player in the league, off the bench. Josh Curran, Goa. Bailey Sirenen, Goa. Dylan Walken, Goa. Bunty can't even break the 17.
Bunty.
Wow.
Mate, they've got forwards coming out of their asses.
They would be my second team. If
they are. Everyone's second team, I reckon.
No one's allowed a second team. That's a new rule. Balls
I'm taking out. Yep.
No second teams?
No second teams.
No.
You got fucking 15 second teams.
You go if for you've a been good dead, team.
Yeah, if you've been dead last.
If your team
last,
is yeah. 13 for under, you get to have a second team.
You still got a chance though, mate.
That hasn't been ratified.
Dolphins are playing someone because my computer just shat. Here we go. Dolphins are playing fucking Roosters at Allianz.
Oof.
Well, that's right.
I hope Dolphins win.
Roosters.
I reckon
still,
they could actually do it.
I would like a showdown. I want semi-final footy to come a week early, and if Roosters win and Souths keep winning, that's what's going to happen in the last round. I know you don't want it.
Fuck that.
And then kick them out. And then kick them out of the final.
That's our fucking. Then we play our fucking final that week. You know.
Well, the Dolphins are out anyway. Roosters are going to come out firing with this
Roosters
one because they've still got a sniff.
Drew Hutchinson at halfback this week. Geez. They're fucking musical chairs at the halfback, Trent. They've also put number 17.
That's why you shouldn't
Dylan
buy.
Napa.
Oh, really?
Our favourite.
Finger blast and wank at the same time.
And that takes some talent. The Melbourne Storm, on the other hand, are playing Canberra. Okay. This is the game of the round, in my opinion.
This could.
Game of the round, 2 o'clock Sunday.
Mate, they'll be tearing down Ricky's monument after this game.
The whole country should stop and smoke a pipe
they'll
and watch
this. They'll be tearing
it
down.
They will, mate.
Bellamy V. Stewart.
This could be
always good.
This could expose the sham that we have been the whole year. Unfortunately, it could be. Yeah, they could expose us.
Horsbro's castle, house of sausage.
We have not won a game by more than 10 points. We have got the worst differential in, forget the top 8, even the top 15. And we're just, our attack is disgraceful.
Disgraceful.
We tried to throw it around last week, and you know, but we just kept dropping the ball. So I can understand why Ricky's just got a simple game plan with him because they can't fucking hold on to the ball.
Do you like Rapinoe at fullback?
Ah, he's great anywhere, mate. You put him anywhere. He is one of the best players in the comp. He is. You would love to have him in your side.
He's consistent.
Mate, he's getting there all
better,
the time.
He's a better fullback than Latrell.
He's a better halfback than Ilias.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wait, did you say Jordan Rappin is a better fullback than Latrell?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm off Latrell.
And
I know he's listening.
I don't know why. To me, Jack Whiten should play fullback.
Oh, let me tell you something about Jack Whiten.
He did when he started.
He should be a centre. That's it. No ball playing at all
fullback,
or kicking.
Mate. Fullback. Let him run anywhere he wants.
He grabbed the ball. He threw it out like a sideline like 3-4 times.
That's what
in
you
that
got
game.
To look forward to, Mr. Floyd.
Well, yeah, but you're going to play anyway. Him in centres. You're going to play him in centres as a runner. That's all he is. He's an amazing, powerful runner. He's not a ball player. He's not.
Well, Latrell did that on last week.
Yeah,
you
can have
threw it
two
over
people
the side,
doing
mate.
It.
Fucking fantastic. I'll really look forward to
Melbourne Storm are paying $1.29 and Canberra Raiders are paying $3.63. I might get a little piece of that Canberra Raiders
get
action.
A piece of it, mate.
Last year we beat them three times.
I think I might get a. You've knocked them out of.
And we've knocked them out
a couple
as well.
Times
so we've got it over them, but we are going to be exposed, mate. We are going to be ass raped in the goal
mate,
line.
It's going to be like. The fall of Baghdad.
I did enjoy watching the Melbourne Storm train to get sent off last week. Ryan Hinchcliffe.
That was good.
There should be more of that.
Then the Knights are going to just absolutely sodomise the Bulldogs on
Sunday
afternoon.
No, they're not. It's going to be a close game. You know, Dogs finish good.
Finish strong.
But the Knights are exciting, man. I like seeing a team that's been on the bottom.
No Bradman Best, is that right? He's out. He's injured.
I don't know.
Don't
just make that up, or you read it.
Shut itself.
But I think the Knights are going to make the 8, and that's going to be exciting. And I think they're playing good, exciting footy.
All right.
Yeah, Bradman Best is out.
He's out for an extended period.
Is he?
Yeah.
And Jaden Ockenball's in. I don't know why that's a thing.
Yeah.
Kyle Flanagan's on. Wow, Luke Thompson's on the bench for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I heard that.
Mm. Wow. But he's sitting in the middle. This is insulting to Luke Thompson.
Yeah.
The rest of the bench is Kyle Flanagan, Liam Knight and Corey Waddell. That's offensive. Oof. I'd be offended. I'd just say, I'm starting. I will not come off that bench.
Yeah.
I will not sit with those people.
That stinks.
That is fucking rancid.
Is that it? That's every game?
That's yep. More football than we can poke a stick at. Go you Raiders this
week.
Go
you Raiders.
Thanks for listening.
You never know.
Raiders Dogs double Sunday.
Boom. Yeah.
Double header. Thanks for listening. Double and we're going to go to... The origin song that's been chosen for our Ukrainian origin match to see us out. Yes. War over, like a wave, etc.
What is going on?